Welcome to Wealth Academy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to this dynamic and insightful podcast with host Paul Lawrence Vann. Paul and his guests provide content-rich information that will enhance your knowledge. Enjoy this episode.
Good day, everyone. I'm glad that you could be with us today. We have an amazing guest, and we are looking forward to this particular episode of Wealth Academy Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Lawrence Vann, and honored that you're with us today. And our guest is Divya Parekh, and I want to welcome her at this time, and then we'll go directly into her bio. Divya, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me.
It's an honor to have you. I'm doing just wonderful, and we're honored to have you on this platform with us today, sharing your insight and expertise with people not only here on Facebook, but also on LinkedIn, as well as Twitter and some of the other platforms we have out here. Now, for our honored guest, Divya has over 20 years of rich and varied experiences in her roles as a business positioning coach, influence mastery advisor, and a speaker. Her professional career includes positions as a university associate professor, scientist, biotechnology professional, and as a global business relationship and leadership coach. In other words, she is so gifted. Now, Divya merges her biopharmaceutical career with her extensive experiences as a coach, author, consultant, and speaker. Her passion for coaching and the sincere desire to make a positive impact on people led her to develop effective evidence-based leadership and partnership programs, of which we are going to discuss today. So welcome again, Divya, and let's get into it.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here, Paul.
Fantastic. Now, Divya, you are a light that shines, that positively impacts the life of others. Who and or what lets you know that you can achieve anything in life that you set your mind to?
Well, the way I see it is that you can do your best. You put in your efforts and then leave the outcome to be what it's going to be, because that's not in your control. So the goal is to prepare the best you can, because there's no perfection. And if we think that we are in the zone of perfection, then we're not leaving any room for failure or for growth. So do your best, be your best self, and enjoy the journey. Because so many times what happens is we are either living in the past or we are hanging out in the future. Oh, you know, my future is going to be like that. And I'm going to achieve that. And we forget all the time that goes in between. And it's important to be mindful, and it's not an easy task. Mm-hmm. It's a deliberate practice that you have to put your intention to. And I have to, I put in a lot of reminders to be mindful, because it gets so easy. Oh, you had an email, or this person sent this. I got to respond. Or there is something else like, oh, the client needs this. I got to get that. Like, you know, here's my calendar. So yes, all of this happens, but finding those pockets of pauses throughout the day to rejuvenate yourself as you're going.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head, because a lot of people think that one has to be perfect, but we don't. We have to be consistent and we have to be focused. And like you stated, from the time you obtain a new client, as an example, and all the work that goes into delivering to that particular client, it's a lot of work involved, and there are missteps along the way, but as long as we give the client what they need, then everything is just fine. So Divya, let's talk a little bit about your journey of discovery as it pertains to positioning businesses to enhance their business performance. What is the catalyst for being a leader in this particular genre? In other words, a company may come to you and they're underperforming. How do you help reposition them to move them forward to achieve the goals and the visions that they have set for their organization?
Well, here's the thing. There are several different eyes that I always refer to. One is the intention. That what is your intention, whether you are a CEO, whether you're a leader, wherever you are at. Mm-hmm. The key is to have an intention of creating an impact. Because when you have that intention, then implementation is needed in between. Okay, you have the intention to impact, but words are not enough. Words alone are not going to do anything. So it's also important to inspire people. So you have the intention to inspire an impact, and then you do it through implementation. And when you do that, the whole flavor of the process and journey and of you is completely different. So when I'm working with someone, that intention to serve and impact is really, really important, because then what happens is that your light from heart shines through. You don't have to be someone else. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is, you know, a lot of people talk about authenticity.
Yes.
And the way I look at authenticity is that what you're inside, that's what you're outside.
Absolutely.
And if that means that some people don't like you, it's okay. Not everybody's going to like you, and you're not here to please everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that first, you got to be willing to serve others, because when you are doing that, it is just different. So for example, I'm just going to share a story of one of my clients.
Sure.
And one of my clients came, and she was really, really very polished, you know, all fantastic photo shoot and the best graphics, the SEO and everything. She had everything like you could ask for. She was quoted on different places, like, you know, reputable magazines. And yet there was something, she was not getting enough clients. And so I was referred to her by one of my previous clients. Uh-huh. She comes and she talks. I look at her. We do her online visibility audit, and she checks not only all the criteria, but she's way above at what we would expect a successful leader for a company to be. And yet it was not translating mm-hmm. into the numbers, because at the end of the day, you also got to be able to serve people along That's with the intention.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I don't know if I can keep the lights on for too long, Divya. So I said, okay, let's take a look at what's going on here.
Sure.
And as we dove a little bit deeper in our second session, what I told her was that she was too polished.
Ah, almost
in
like
her, yes, in her yeah. podcast, in her magazine interviews, that there was just such a perfection that people could not relate with her.
Exactly. In other words, in the speaking business, they said it's okay to have some warts.
Yes. Just
term, and not no perfection. Just the people in the audience say, "Hey, I can. If she can do that, I can do that too." We mm-hmm. have some. Yeah, that makes sense.
It does. And so we did a survey of people, you know, that like leads. We want to call them lead, potential clients, whatever we want to call them. You have conversations. So we reached out to them and said that, what was it that not made you work with Paula? We're just going to call her Paula. Yes. And they said, like, she is so far ahead of us. We're not sure if she would understand a problem.
Ah, very interesting observation.
Yes. I mean, not everybody mm-hmm. responded, but the couple of people who responded gave us, and then that confirmed what was my interpretation. So I just don't go by like, sure. I am the one and I'm going to shine the light. What we do is we also get the feedback and reviews and what her clients or what is her market, because there's nothing like knowing what market wants. But if you know what your market wants, and if you can provide them that solution, right? Everything's available on Google. You could go out there, you can find everything under the sun, and yet we sell our programs sometimes for this much amount, that much amount. Some sell for like $50. Some people sell it for $50,000. So what is it that makes it different?
Yes.
The knowledge is available. It's the distillation. It's about figuring out the solution for your people.
Yes.
So when we did that, and we talked about like rebranding a little bit, so not like just letting go of her existing assets. So we mixed some of the candid shots.
Exactly.
Where, you know, she was just kind of sitting and digging.
Sure.
Some weeds, because mm-hmm. nothing fake. What I always say is it's really important to be authentic, because then you don't have to worry about it. Exactly. A lot of people say, oh, you know what? How do you go about that? I'm like, just be yourself, because if you have said something to one person and then you've said something to another person, how are you going to remember? For me, I don't have that of a good memory.
Right. So it's almost like for some members of the audience, it's an aspect of a hero's journey that a person may get knocked down. If they can look up, they can get up. Yes. And that's kind of a quote from Les Brown, one of the people I followed when I first started speaking. But that's, oh,
that's a
wonderful
quote.
Yes, that's a wonderful synopsis of that client and having that ability to rebrand and come back stronger than they did before. And it can happen, because I know that we know the bottom line is she wanted to really make a difference for people, yeah. but they just simply couldn't identify with what they perceived as she was just light years ahead, when they want to be just a little smaller distance ahead, not so far out there.
Yeah, she went out and about and she shared her struggles. Mm-hmm. So she's an introvert and she shared that, like, you know, she had to put in a lot of energy
sure.
to going out and, like, you know, meeting with people.
People.
And here's what I'll share with you. Just a little bit of tweaks and little hinges move and swing big doors.
And it moves.
And now she's flooded with clients. She has to say no. So
No. That's a good problem to have.
Very good problem to have, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And for those who are listening who happen to be in that consulting or coaching space, that would help them to understand as well. Now, Divya, one of the things that you do, which I find very fascinating, is you work with universities and you're an associate professor. What do you provide your students in that particular community for the university and for the students, if you could share that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was in one of my previous lives.
Okay.
So it was very boring around chemistry and biochemistry.
Okay. But they're important, They're important.
The important was, like, I'll share one of my stories from that time, is I was a very, how should I say, very, very, ambitious, I'm going to call myself very ambitious associate professor, you know, very green. I wanted to make a difference. And then there were some students, like, you know, I would just kind of push them. I would see the potential. And it's like, yeah, you can get A in this class. And you got to study this. And my office hours are open. So it was actually the opposite. Instead of students seeking out their teacher, like, you know, figuring out where the problem is, I'd be just kind of going and like literally going after them. And then I found that students were running away. So I went to, like, you know, one of my seasoned professors in the university and asked, like, you know, what's happening? They said, so he told me something very beautiful that I learned. You got to meet people where they're at.
Yes.
Remember, they're not used to seeing that. And they're young adults who are learning to become adults.
Sure.
And you have to allow them the space. They'll come to you when they're ready. You just got to let them know that you're available, you're there for them. And if necessary, you'll even spend some time with them to make sure that they're clear on their problems. And I did that. And oh my goodness, how things changed.
Yes. Yes. So, they couldn't wait to meet with you again. Where is she? Now we're there. We have arrived.
Yes.
About that discovery. And what university was that?
Oh, this was back in India.
Okay.
The DAV University,
Okay, wonderful. Yes. I've yet to visit India, but it's on my schedule. I'm going to visit. Absolutely. Because even with this podcast, a lot of my followers, subscribers are from India. Yeah, quite a few. In fact, outside of the United States, it's the largest subscribers of all that I have. So that is wonderful, wonderful. Now let's take a look, and I think you mentioned a bit of it just briefly, looking at merging that scientific and biotechnology expertise for your clients. Now, how did this evolve for you? How did you get into this field? Now, I'm a business major in accounting. You know, that's kind of what I'm about. But and I know how mine arrived. I started working at 10 in my parents' store. That's how it came for me. How did that arrive for you? In terms of the scientific,
here's what I'll say. I've always been an enthusiast about helping others. Sometimes to an extent where people don't want to be helped. Okay. And I have to curb that enthusiasm. Sure. So I've had that and I've learned a lot. And now, of course, I can curb. So I went from, you know, being an associate professor because that was to me, it was very rewarding seeing that when you make a difference, it's very tangible. You see results, like, you know, students who were failing and they were getting A's and high B's in the class, and just seeing them grow was so fulfilling. Absolutely. And then I went into research, and then I went into biotech. And again, the theme continues the same, is that having a purpose.
Yes.
So probably around 2008, what happened was, you know, when the economy took downturn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was this rumor mill going around everywhere. Oh, there are going to be layoffs. There are going to be layoffs. So because I've always been curious George, I love learning. I'm an insatiable.
Me too. People call me a nerd. I'm like, I love it. That's my favorite word.
Yes. Yeah, I'm an ex-corporate nerd. And sometimes I think I still am. So I just kept on learning, and I could do a lot of different jobs. Mm-hmm. So my guess, you know, that was one of the reasons that I wasn't laid off. But I saw people being laid off.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, they were my family. Mm-hmm. And a moment's notice, and they're gone.
Yeah. And with the blink of an eye.
Yeah, in the blink of an eye. That didn't sit right with me. And I'm like, I got to do something else. Mm-hmm. So I looked around like, okay, what will be really rewarding? And I found coaching and consulting.
Yes.
Great. And I've been doing that. Then got my ICF certification year and a half while I was working. And then I just keep on like learning new things and keep on expanding.
Yes,
and I find that I've only, if I were to take a circle, maybe I only touch like 0.00001% of what we can be.
Yes, it keeps you in demand and viable. Whereas some people may just decide, well, I'll just wait to see what happens. Instead, you take the initiative and you make it happen. And that makes a tremendous difference. And speaking of scientific, my son, he's in the 11th grade. He's in the STEM program at his high school. So he's going to go into engineering. So I'll just let him know, you can aspire to be like Divya.
Oh, thank you.
Like, oh, my God. Because I see his chemistry grade and all of that. So, yeah, that's very wonderful.
And, you know, it's so beautiful. Like, you can merge your talents. There's nothing to say you cannot do one thing and jump into another.
Sure.
Because when you're running multi-million dollar projects, you get to learn business in real, for real life. Like, okay, what can go wrong? Like, a lot of things can go wrong. So, and also coming from a biochem and like, you know, doing a lot of neuroscience and all that, like chemistry, right? Like, because when you're in biochemistry, like you're learning the chemistry of the whole body. Exactly. So that neuro background and biochem background has helped me help people. Yeah. And I tell people like, hey, listen, by the time you're 35 or 34, there are different studies that show you're automated fully. Maybe not 5%, you're not automated. Just like once when you were learning how to drive the car, right? You were so like, oh, I would be like, oh, my mirror and my hand 10 to 3, of course, like now the youngsters tell me, oh, that's the wrong position to have. And so looking around and making sure over your shoulder. And now you just kind of click. Some cars don't even have an ignition. You just need to have a key on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you go. So that's where I've been able to help people, like, you know, it's not your fault. Don't be so hard on yourself. Your brain's been conditioned.
Exactly.
That said, you can train it because there is neuroplasticity.
That's right.
And when neurons fire, they wire together. And then that's how you can create new habits.
Sure.
And when you build new habits, you can change your life's outcome.
Yeah, that's so amazing, because I was in Las Vegas last week at a conference, Education 2.0. And that's exactly what they were talking about. They said when it comes to the brain, it doesn't take a separate path, but it actually interconnects with new information. Information is already there, knowledge already there, and then it adds in the new information that one takes in. Yes.
Absolutely. It's about connecting those dots.
Yes.
And going back to the first question, when you had asked me, like, how do you position people, or how people can position themselves, is knowing that every bit of you is valuable, and how we connect the dots, because I gotta say that, you know, nature has blessed me to see the dots which are not visible to most people. I'm able to connect the dots, and like, I was able to connect a lot of dots for myself. Like, oh yeah, I can use my skill over here. And then you're just pulling together and presenting in your, like you said, perfectly imperfect way. And that's positioning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you just mentioned that you decided to make that transition after 2008, in that time frame we had the Great Recession. And now you also have conduct leadership coaching as well. So how do you add value to your clients as a coach from that perspective? Because a lot of people don't know that they're already leaders. And once you let them know that they are leaders, then they actually take that on and become even better over time. How do you help with that process?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So because I've been in the trenches, so to speak, and I have had the fortune to work from C-suite execs down to incoming Gen Z, and having all that experience and seeing how the brain chemistry works and all that, so we blend everything together, and we make a beautiful chili.
Yes.
All the, you know,
a little bit of this, a little bit of that,
a dash of cinnamon, a dash of your favorite spice, like, you know, whatever it is, basically, whatever their original strengths are, while knowing your shortcomings. It's important.
Yes.
It's important to know your shortcomings and then working it. But the key thing is, what I've found is, Paul, is a simple, like, it's a three-step process. So I go back to my mentor telling me, meet people where they're at. Sometimes people are not ready. So I let them know that, see, I'm not the person for you.
Right.
And if I see people are ready, then there are three steps. I tell them, I see you. I see your potential.
Yes.
And I see that you're ready. Then the second step is, we see you. So you see yourself through my eyes, like what I'm finding, that greatness, that potential, that possibilities, and the accomplishments you can achieve. So then they start seeing it. They're not still believing. And that's the piece. You got to believe in yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no
doubt.
So
they kind of like, okay, I see it. Mm-hmm. And then the third step is that they're taking their power back. They think that they don't have the power. I see that power, and now they're seeing that, yeah, together we are seeing that power. And then third is like, yep, you know what? I know that I got my power, and I'm going to own it.
Absolutely.
And when they own it, you see you, and then you just kind of go out there in your own skin and your own self, and nobody else is like you.
Exactly.
You don't have to imitate. You don't have to become someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find some people will like you, some people will not, and it's okay.
Exactly. I think that is just so wonderful, because a lot of times when people realize their own power, power in the sense that they can accomplish anything they want to, they become unstoppable, and they actually start succeeding, which is really the manifestation of all the hard work they put in, along with that coaching and that mentoring, which makes a tremendous difference as well.
Absolutely. And also creating your own definition of success. So a lot of people think like, oh, leader means like, you know, I got to be director, I got to be VP, I got to be senior VP. And just going back and sharing a story, I'm just going to call her Jenna.
Sure.
And she said, so she had a very daunting decision to make. One decision was she's got one 3-year-old and 1 year and a half.
Okay.
Very young kids.
That's challenging.
She just got recently a promotion to being a director. And then in the meantime, her old boss calls her and says that, like, you know, I'll promise you within a couple of years, you'll become a VP.
Okay.
And so yesterday we were having this decision. And I said, go back to the definition of success that you created. What's your definition of success?
Exactly.
What matters to you? Not what your friends will say, not what your colleagues who are at your level will say. What is it that you want?
Exactly.
He went and said that, I really want to go. And at the same time, I know, knowing my ex-boss, he expects me to work at least 10 hours a day.
Exactly. Which takes
away from that balance. I miss out on my children's growth. Right. My husband is amazing. Like, so she's very fortunate to have a good husband. And he said, like, whatever you want, I'll be there to support you. But by the time she's done working by 7:30,
she's exhausted.
She's exhausted. And she may get maybe 10, 15 minutes with her babies. So we sat down, we looked at it, what was different, what was not. And I said that everything has its own pros and cons. And she defined it. And now she's in the process of, again, defining her success definition.
Yes.
So being a leader also means that you pull things together, personal and professional. It's not just getting those titles. And then in the meantime, you're sacrificing a lot of things that are valuable to you. So I help people define their own definition of being a leader and their own definition of success.
Yes. Yes. That's really a great point to make. And oftentimes a lot of people, they try to live up to people they see online, celebrities, what they see in movies. And I say, well, you know, that's not real. You have to look at what's real for you, not necessarily for someone else, because the people who you may view as real may be suffering in life. You just never know. But when one works on themselves, that's the best investment they can ever make. Absolutely. So Divya, you are a prolific author, 9-time number one international bestselling author. You have a new book out. Please share the title of your book and what makes this book so amazing. I'll put it up right now.
Well, I'm partial, right?
I'm with you, Divya.
Book is amazing. Well, here's what I think is, I poured my heart and soul into it. And what I think is, rather than amazing, what makes this book valuable is that it helps you become the leader from a practical aspect, from a heart aspect, and from a strategy as well as from a tactical perspective. So it pulls everything together. And as a matter of fact, this was like today, it was music to my ears. One of my guests on my podcast came back and shared that, I got both of your books, Divya, Expert to Influencer and the Entrepreneur's Garden, and I'm loving it. I think so. I'm going to build a course around it and, you know, share it with my students. He teaches in a community college, and he's like, I loved it. Now I've given it to my students and see what the feedback comes back. I'm like, wow.
Very nice.
That is so. Books are something, you know, when you provide value in it, and then these are the nuggets, like these are the moments of awe, and these are the moments of like, oh, you love my book, you know, and it's bringing value to you. That's what makes it different. And that's what makes it valuable is that there's a lot of value in it that people can take, because I know that I want to reach as many people as I can, and I want to impact as many people as I can. I can do it. I only have limited time, and books are the way to make an impact. So that's what makes it different and valuable.
Oh, without a doubt. And congratulations on your book. This is book number 9, number 1 best-selling seller book. And I really want to encourage people to go out there and get it. I've seen it at Thrift Books, at Amazon. It's everywhere and on your website. And at this time, because we're coming to a close, could you please provide contact information? I do have it here strolling on the banner. And I just want to make sure people get it. It's https://www.diviaparekh.com.
Well, you can connect with me anywhere, like, you know, on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yes.
Same name, you know, and you can connect with me on Facebook.
Yes.
And, or if you want to email me, it is contact@diviaparekh.com.
Yes.
And Paul, you know, I'm so blessed and honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Divya. And if you could provide one parting statement to people now, we're in the still in the first quarter of the year 2024, which is off to an amazing start. If you could part some words of wisdom with them to inspire them to go beyond where they are today, if they so choose.
What I'll share is take baby steps, because baby steps are the gateway to giant leaps.
Yes, yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So this is going to conclude the interview today with Divya. And she's just an amazing guest, someone who I really honor and I'm glad to know, blessed to know her. And get out there on Apple Podcasts, rate and review this particular episode, which is episode 257 on Wealth Academy Podcast. And I really look forward to following you even more, Divya, and continue to make a difference in the lives of others. So again, get out there, rate and review this episode. Give it 5 stars because that's what it deserves. And I really appreciate all of your support. My time is up and I thank you for yours. Again, the name is Paul Lawrence Band and our honored guest today is Divya Parekh. And we thank her for her time as well and continued excellence, Divya. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode with Paul and his guest. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And Paul requests that you rate and review this episode and others on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to podcasts. View all Wealth Academy podcast episodes at www.wealthacademypodcast.com.